Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing in one more day that the Lord has blessed us. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all of these other things shall be added unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. Amen. Coming to decree and to declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord. If this is your first time with us, we want to welcome you. And we ask that you would please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. And as much as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we are celebrating 10 and a half years. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. And for this, we give God praise, glory. And for this, we give God all of the honor. Amen. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. And here we are. Amen. Standing. Amen. At the mercies of God. Amen. Humble. Amen. Yet grateful for one more day that he has given us. We embrace the gifts of this day. Amen. And we thank God for it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We are still continuing in our series. Amen. About the last days. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where the Lord has given us all the signs. Amen. All the signals. Amen. What to beware of. Amen. And when we see it, then we can know it. Amen. That it's a confirmation that it won't be long now. Amen. That, hallelujah, Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot and without a wrinkle. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Today we want to talk about counting our blessings. Counting our blessings, naming them one by one, counting our many blessings to see what the Lord, he has done. Amen. And our Bibles, we want to turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And this is the word of God. Amen. For the people of God. Amen. Last week we shared with you, amen, verse 1 and verse 2, amen, as the Holy Spirit broke that down to us in a language and levels that we can understand through the Greek, amen, which says, for this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. So So we talked about perilous and exactly what that means and how vicious, amen, that word is and just absolutely dangerous, unpredictable, uncontrollable, ferocious, unruly, amen. So we broke all that down for you, amen. Then, amen, we went on to share in the second verse where it says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, oh my God, Jesus, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, amen, unthankful, unholy. Today, we want to focus on the unthankful and the unholy. Unthankful and unholy, beloved, it's time to count your blessings. Amen and amen. Beloved, in the 1970s, a book by a well-known Christian leader was published that shook the entire Christian community to its core. The reason it so deeply impacted so many people was the dreadful predictions it made about the future. Perhaps the most shocking prediction was that a day would come when sexual situations and homosexuality would be seen on television and people's homes. People were aghast. The Christian community reacted sharply. Across the nation, people resounded. The man who wrote this book is obviously off in his predictions, because such things could never happen in America. But now, beloved, years have passed, and what this man predicted is exactly what has come to pass. No one would have believed that the trash now seen and laughed at on television every night would become so commonplace that people wouldn't even be disturbed by it. This downward spiral has occurred in the moral code of Western society, beloved. It's hooked to another modern trend that we can trace through the years. Western nations, and especially America, the United States of America, are extremely blessed with financial prosperity and material possessions. So who could ever dream that people in such a blessed environment could be ungrateful? Ungrateful for the blessings that they possess. Yet, instead of focusing on the blessings they have and thanking God for them, a lost and selfish world focuses on what they do not have instead of what they have, claiming that they deserve more than they are getting. As we continue looking at the signposts of the last days, beloved, outlined in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, we see that an unthankful attitude is listed with unholiness as two major indicators that the final stages of the last days have begun. Paul told us that society at the end of the age will become unthankful, unholy. The word unthankful, beloved, that word in the Greek, glory be to God, it simply means, amen, exactly what it says, glory be to God, hallelujah. It's a compounded word, amen. The first compound, amen, is thankful. It means thankful. But when you add the A in the Greek language, okay, it's un for us, unthankful, U-N, amen, in our language, but in the Greek, it's the letter A. When you put that letter A in front of it, beloved, it reverses the condition, and it turns it into an attitude that is not thankful, but that is unthankful, ungrateful. It is a picture of people who previously had a thankful heart, but now they are unthankful, and now they are very unappreciative. They no longer focus on their blessings and the blessings that they have in their lives. Instead, they fixate on what they don't have. These are people who have become unappreciative and unthankful, and who live their lives void of any sense of gratitude. The only other place where this word unthankful is found, beloved, is in the New Testament. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. You can write that down. Luke 6, 35. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, amen. Let's just go to it. Amen. Real quick. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke, amen, hallelujah, chapter 6, verse 35. And this is how it reads, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus connects, beloved, unthankfulness with evil, if you notice in that particular verse, Jesus connected the word unthankful with the word evil, which lets us know that ingratitude is evil in God's sight. It is spiritually criminal to not be thankful for what we have. The unsaved man is selfish because iniquity rules his heart. And a chief manifestation of iniquity is ingratitude, which is a symptom of selfishness. But Christians are not immune from a selfish, ungrateful attitude. Christians can also succumb to the sense of entitlement and selfishness that marks the spirit of this age. Beloved, you need to know that as long as an ungrateful attitude prevails in your life, you will never be happy. Write this down this morning, if you can. Write this down. If not, I want you to come back and get it. Thankfulness is a prerequisite to happiness, because only a thankful heart can be a merry heart. I'm going to say that again if somebody was trying to take notes. Thankfulness is a prerequisite to happiness, because only a thankful heart can be a merry heart. Unfortunately, beloved, we live in a world today where people are so self-focused and so self-consumed that they are rarely grateful for anything. In fact, people have been blessed with so much that they take their blessings for granted and don't even realize how fortunate they truly are. Rather than being thankful, the Greek word that the Lord uses in our scripture today, beloved, they are unthankful. And Paul taught that this is a signpost of the last days. Know ye not that in the last days men will be unthankful and men will be unholy. Before we proceed to Paul's next point, beloved, I want to ask you a couple questions. First of all, are you grateful and thankful for what you have? Or has unthankfulness begun to poison your spiritual life? The next question is, how long has it been since you took time to thank God for what you do have. Taking your words and actions into account, would God count you to be among those who are thankful and grateful hearts? Or would he count you to be among the ungrateful and the unthankful? How long has it been since you considered your blessings and set aside time to specifically thank God for what he has already provided in your life? When you are thankful, it not only changes your attitude, but it also transforms the environment around you. So isn't it time that you took time to thank God for his blessings in your life? And thereby positively affecting your attitude and your environment. One thing is clear, beloved. Unthankfulness and unholiness are connected. Paul puts it all in the same sentence. Unthankful, unholy. Amen. They are connected. One always leads to the other. That is why Paul lists the word unholy immediately after the word unthankful. When people stop expressing a heart of gratitude toward God, unholy attitudes inevitably begin to materialize. And these attitudes are soon followed by blatant unholy behavior. Think of it, beloved. In our world today, nations that were established on godly principles have become infested with godlessness and wickedness. Things have changed radically, even within the span of our lifetimes. In just a few short decades, society has devolved, beloved, from sanctioning open prayer in public schools to outlawing God altogether in those places. Instead of acknowledging God as the supreme creator, society refuses to recognize him at all. And when the recognition of God is removed, everything evil has room to take root and take over. As long as a society recognizes God, it will live by a higher moral code. But when God is removed, man immediately begins to slide downward into sin and terror. Write this down also again this morning, beloved. Unthankfulness always leads to unholiness. Unthankfulness always leads to unholiness. The word unholy that Paul used, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, refers to that which is holy, sacred, pure, or sanctioned by God. However, when you put that A attached to it in the Greek language, the A in front of holy, and the Greek is an A for us in the English, it's a U-N, amen, for on, U-N, amen. When you put that word in front of holy, beloved, amen, glory be to God, it reverses the condition. See? When you attach that to it, beloved, it changes the meaning from thankfulness to unthankfulness. When you add that A to the front of the word, it changes it to holy. It changes it to unholy, unsacred, impure, and unsanctioned by God. The word describes a person who once was ruled by holiness, but who now has become dominated by the rule of unholiness. At one point, this individual reverenced, see, that which was holy, that which was sacred, pure, and sanctioned by God. But he became contaminated by the unholy, contaminated by the unsacred and the impure. He made the choice to embrace attitudes and actions that are unsanctioned by God. In addition to that, beloved, to describing that which is unsacred, that Greek word unholy can also be used to describe activities or actions that are impure, ill-mannered, improper, unclean, indecent, coarse, vulgar, offensive, crude, lewd, and rude. Anybody know anybody that fall in those categories? The book that I mentioned, beloved, earlier when we first opened up our service, produced a sharp reaction from the wider Christian community when it was published back in the 1970s, because no one believed that such things could happen in a God-fearing nation. In the years since that time, that author's predictions have proven true time and time again. God has been removed from classrooms and from public places. And the nation has slipped into a moral downward spiral. One visit to an evening of television will quickly show that which is impure, ill-mannered, improper, unclean, indecent, coarse, vulgar, offensive, crude, lewd, and rude is dominating the airwaves and society. What was once considered vulgar is now widely considered appropriate subject matter for jokes and entertainment. What God calls unholy is what society thinks is funny. What has happened to us? These are all signs of the last days. However, beloved, just because you live in the last days does not mean that you should be affected by this moral downslide. By making God's word your standard and upholding it in your life, you can stay free from the spiral corrosion that is eating away at the world today. What is happening to a lost society does not have to happen to you or to your family. To remain untouched by this moral degeneration, you must make the decision to keep your eyes on Jesus, and you must make the decision to live to please him. Choose to make his word the guide for your hearts, and never permit yourself to entertain or to find funny those things that God deems unholy. This situation is not funny. It is spiritually deadly and damning. The world laughs while it goes to hell. Lost society is so oblivious to the deception that is dragging it lower and lower into depravity and judgment. What is funny about this scenario? The answer is nothing is funny about this scenario. If society focused its gaze on God and kept him in their minds, It would be more difficult for Satan's deception to work its plan in the world. But when man becomes unthankful, ceasing to acknowledge God and to be thankful for his abundant blessings, that is when he begins to sink and to decay. So now, let us, as I wind this down this morning, let us look at this scripture again in the Greek, in the Greek Bible. Glory be to God. And this is how it breaks it down for us so we can understand exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying. Paul says, for men shall be unthankful, unholy. In the Greek, it says, although they were once thankful and appreciative, people will become void of gratitude and generally unappreciative of everything in the last times. As a result, impurity will seep into society and cause it to become unholy, impure, ill-mannered, unclean, indecent, coarse, vulgar, offensive, crude, lewd, and rude, behaving and carrying on in a way that God would never sanction. Beloved, these are the signs of the last days. Does any of this sound familiar to anybody? Is anybody a witness that this is the attitude of the world around us? Unthankful, unholy. Beloved, the same effect can happen to you as a believer. I want you to hear me. The same effect can happen to you as a believer if you cease to recognize God. If you cease to express thankfulness to him, you see, a Christian may not slide into the same sins to which the world quickly succumbs, but ungratefulness, bitterness, and other heart-hardening attitudes will worm their way into your soul if you do not maintain an attitude of thankfulness and constantly recognize God's goodness in your life. This is exactly what King David was saying, beloved, when he spoke to his own soul. And we can read it in Psalms 103, verse number 2. When our brother David, amen, declared in that scripture, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Beloved, in a moment of difficulty, David paused to remind himself that God had been good to him. Beloved, we got to stop and pause. Write that down this morning. Stop and pause. We got to slow down. Hold your horses. Hold your mule. Hold your mule. Hold your horse. Hold your mouth. Hold it. Hold your decisions. Hold it. Slow. So, hey, come on now. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. We have to pause and remind ourselves how good God has been good to us. Stop looking at what you don't have. Stop looking at what everybody else has. Stop looking at what your ex got for that didn't come here yet. Stop. Count your blessings. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Hold your mule. David had to stop him and remind himself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Beloved, we cannot forget. He brought us out of the miry clay. He placed our feet on a rock to stand. We cannot forget. Look back and see what the Lord has done. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he did. We cannot forget. Beloved, what we have. It might not be all you want, but be grateful for what you have. Contentment is to be content with what you have. Grateful. It might not be the best of everything, but it's something. It might not be the best house, but it's a house. It might not be the best meal, but a full belly is a full belly. It might not be the best of clothes, but it got you covered. It might not be the best church, but it's people that love you. Might not be the best ministry, but it's people that's praying for you. Might not be the best kids, but thank God for them. Consider, beloved, pause and remind yourself. So good, so good, so good. He is just so good, so good, so good. He is just so good to me. He is just so good to me. Remind yourself, come on now. You got to stop this complaining. You got to shut this complaining down today. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you, yeah. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being. I want to thank you for being. I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to us, so good, so good. Lay your songs out. Grab a piece of paper today. Put it in your book. Come up with some songs to express your gratitude. So when you approach God in prayer, you can pull one or two of them songs out and enter into his gates with singing. Lord, I want to thank you. Before you ask God for another thing, thank him for what he already did. We want to run to God and run to God with our bucket full of petitions and thank God you can do that. But when's the last time you told him thank you for what you already did? We just take the blessing and run with it and don't even tell God thank you for answering the prayer. We don't even exercise our faith and say, God, thank you for answering the prayer. I ain't seen it yet, but I know I'm going to see it. In the last days, people will be unthankful, and Paul puts unholy right beside it, tying the two together. Unthankful and unholy. Remember, we said that thankfulness is a prerequisite to happiness because only a thankful heart can be a happy heart. But you see so many unhappy hearts in the society around us. And you find out that those same unhappy hearts are unthankful hearts. Because if you just stop and thank God for a minute that you got a heart that's pumping. If you stop for a moment like David did and even thank God that you got a heart that's pumping, you'll have a whole different attitude about your heart. Because dead folks don't have no pumping heart. So David paused to remind himself that God was good to him. And God is good. I don't care what's going on planet Earth. You hear? God is good. By rehearsing in his mind all the good things that God had done in his life. Talking about Brother David now. It created to him a thankful heart, and it created in him a grateful heart. All you have to do is start thanking God. All you got to do is start thanking God. Beloved, one of the dilemmas, I've experienced a lot of dilemmas in my life, amen, and the ones that that you know about is when I was homeless, and that period was about a year. Didn't seem like about a year, it seemed much shorter, amen, but it was about a year. But you know what I did that whole year? I thank God every morning. Some mornings I woke up in the car. I thank God every morning. I was sneaking in little places to do the prayer call, amen, so I can call in at 6 a.m. in the morning, amen. The people on the line didn't even know, amen, my situation, didn't even know that I was huddled up somewhere, glory be to God, in a car, sleeping on the floor somewhere. They didn't even know. But every morning, amen, I came thanking God. I never came complaining, telling the people I had to sleep on the floor. I was sleeping in the car. Not one morning. People that found out afterwards, they were appalled. They said, we would never have known that you was in that situation during that season. Not one morning. Every morning I came with praise. Every morning I came, I told the Lord, thank you for giving me another day to live, another day to move forward, another day to serve you. Every day I came with a spirit of gratitude, and glory be to God, unto the Lord. I was thankful. Not one day did I come complaining. Not one day. When I went in for that brain surgery the second time, two brain aneurysms, not one time did I say, Lord, why me? Lord, why me? I'm doing your work. Lord, why me? Oh, God. Oh, well, not one day. Even before they ushered me into that operating room with my family sitting around there, and I had some of the prayer warriors sitting with them to calm some of my family down, but I went in there singing and smiling. I went in the upper room singing and, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you because I know you got me. Lord, I give you praise. Not one day. Not one day, beloved. And this is the attitude that you have to get in, no matter what you're holding in your hands, no matter what it look like, no matter what it sound like, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the lawyers say, no matter what the politicians say, no matter, you want to say, Lord, I say thank you. I say thank. In all things, give God praise. Now, he didn't say for all things, but in all things. Why? Because it could be worse. Oh, you don't think it could be worse? Go to the graveyard. Ask some of them people. Oh, yeah, I forgot. They ain't talking. Excuse me. Excuse me, you won't get no conversation there. You don't think it can get worse? The person who complained about their legs and they saw somebody else who didn't have no feet? You gonna tell me you don't think it can be worse? People living out on Skid Row and the YMCA, you gonna tell me you don't think it can get no worse? Complaining about your children. What about the family over there that just lost all four of theirs in one car accident? You gonna tell me it can't get no worse? Beloved, we have to get an attitude of gratitude, because when we are unthankful, the Lord associates that with evil. And y'all, when you get that spirit of gratitude, your attitude will change and your environment will change. So before you do anything else today, beloved, why don't you take a few minutes to be alone with the Lord and begin to express your thankfulness to him for the wonderful things that he has done for you. If you are tempted to feel sorry for yourself, or to think that others are more blessed than you, this is an indicator that you may have slipped into the sin of being more focused on what you don't have than you are on the good things that you do have and on the wonderful things God has already done for you. The truth is, you have a lot to be thankful for if you just take the time to think about it. Just think about it. Stop the day. Turn everything off and think. And see how much you have. And write it down, how much you have to be thankful for. And regardless of what you are facing today, God has been good to you. And it's time to thank him for his blessing in your life. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we ask you to help us remember all the good things you have done for us. Forgive us for being so focused on what we don't have, overlooked what we do have. We refuse to be unthankful. Today, we pause to rehearse all the good and wonderful things you have done in our lives. We repent for allowing ingratitude and a lack of thankfulness to creep into our lives when the list of things we have to be thankful for is so long. And we don't know if we could ever even recall all of your goodness. We don't even know if it's possible for us to recall all of your goodness. Lord, thank you for being so good to us. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We will pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Tomorrow, this is where we want to go. Amen, hallelujah. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, amen, he says, for this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Then Paul goes on in verse number 3. He says, without natural affection, truce breakers, and false accusers. And Lord's willing, that's where we will pick up tomorrow. Talking about those without natural affection, the truce breakers, and those who are false accusers. All of these are signs that we are in the last of the last of the last of the days. Amen. But we ready. Amen. We ready. We packed up and we ready to go. When Jesus, on Jesus' return, the second coming of Christ, we ain't going to be found getting ready. We going to be ready. Amen. In Jesus' name. In form of announcement today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. We ask that you would please come and join us. Amen. If you have a prayer request, amen. If you just want to come and touch and agree with the prayer warrior, amen. Glory be to God. Come on, amen, at 12 o'clock sharp and back at 9 p.m. Okay, we'll be at the altar all this week. Amen, Monday through Fridays. Amen, 12 o'clock noon, 9 o'clock. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock is our Bible study. And then this Friday night at 10 p.m. is our corporate praise party. Bring your own praise. Amen, and we meet at 10 p.m. and we just come with a spirit of gratitude. Amen. Coming thankful unto the Lord. Amen. Very rarely. Sometimes we don't ask him for anything on this night. We just come. Amen. Telling the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. And letting the Lord know that we appreciate him. All right. And we bless the Lord. All right. At 7 o'clock this morning. Amen. We'll be on all the media television programs. Amen. The Google TV, Roku TV, Amazon TV, all of them. Every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and back at 8 p.m. You can find us if you have a smart TV or you can download the app. Amen. We're under the ICN Impact Network banner. ICN Impact Network banner. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to praise everybody. Have a good day. Amen. And today, hallelujah, if you find a negative word trying to come out of your mouth, just stop it. Just stop it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord thank you. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, as we close out, amen, I just want to sing about 10 seconds of this. It just fell in my spirit. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. At all times, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. At all times, God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remind me of Sister Tina Dodds. She said when her grandmother was transitioning, she said on her grandmother's deathbed, her grandmother's last words, and you always remember the last words that a person speaks. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his last words to the disciples. Amen. In Matthew 28. Amen. But Sister Tina said her grandmother, her very last words before she took her last breath was, I will bless the Lord at all times. Is that a testimony or is that a testimony? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, we say thank you, Father God. We ask that you would order our steps. Father, show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Cancel premature death in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, remember our sister Kathy Smith as she goes in for her procedure today. Father, we thank you for a terrific outcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you, Father God, for the body of Christ. Wherever they find themselves, wherever they need help, wherever they need grace, wherever they need mercy, wherever they need provision, Father, we ask that you would remember for those of them who do not know you and the pardoning of your sins, of their sins, Father, we pray that you would give them the will to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior this day, not waiting till Sunday or for something special to happen, but this day while you are standing at the door and knocking. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we say thank you, God. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare that it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, serving you a hot breakfast. Amen. And there is a seat for you at the table. Amen. Thank you for joining us on today. Amen. Amen.
When upon life's billows you are tempted, are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Signing out. Blessings.